can't believe it. It's the coat of Moxie.
Why is it here?
That scene from Close Encounters of the Third Kind shows a steamship that disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle being discovered in the Gobi Desert. Spoiler alert, the aliens did it. But the Cotopaxi is a real ship, and now we actually know where it is. Diver Michael Barnett made the discovery.
It was not refound in the Gobi Desert, but 35 miles off St. Augustine. And also, it was interesting to note that the vessel they used, obviously they're using a ship's model, but it's modeled after the wrong vessel. It doesn't look anything like the Cotopaxi.
The real thing was smaller and carried coal. Its normal route was between Charleston, South Carolina, and Havana, Cuba. In 1925, on the way to Havana, there was a distress call. The Cotopaxi had run into a powerful storm with 32 crew members aboard.
There was no survivors, there's no lifeboats or anything, no trace whatsoever of the ship.
So for about the last decade, Barnett's been trying to figure out what happened. First, he had to untangle the legends and lore. Was the Cotopaxi swallowed by the Bermuda Triangle? Or aliens, a victim of the Flying Dutchman? Well, he knew a ship had gone down off St. Augustine, Florida, but it had been in the sand for a long time, and it needed a well-trained eye to make any sense of it.
It's almost like a crime scene or an aircraft accident crash site where you're trying to put all the pieces back together because it's not a Hollywood film set. Usually it looks like an underwater junkyard.
Michael Barnett and his diving partner took extensive measurements and compared those to the plans used to build the Cotopaxi. It took about 12 dives to get all the measurements they needed. They even found pieces of old coal, which is what would have been in the cargo holds. But to really confirm that this debris was indeed the Cotopaxi, Barnett had to dig through more historical documents. There'd been a lawsuit filed by family members of the lost crew against the company that owned the ship. A carpenter who was hired to repair hatch covers was interviewed in court.
He gave stark testimony saying that a lot of these were damaged or missing entirely, meaning that any water that washed across the deck would go into the cargo hold and be impossible to pump out and potentially allow the vessel to capsize and sink.
And then there was the record of the Cotopaxi's distress call. Its coordinates pointed not to the Bermuda Triangle, but to the north and west, just about 20 miles from that suspicious wreckage off St. Augustine. The evidence lined up. Barnett is confident and pleased and also humbled.
As a diver, you know, we want to identify these shipwrecks, so you get excited when you actually do that. But then you sometimes go through an emotional roller coaster where, upon that realization of what this vessel is, you also learn what it signifies, in this case, the grave of 32 men.
For Father Gregory West, a native Charlestonian, identifying the Cotopaxi meant the end of a family mystery. His great-uncle, Robert Fulcher, was one of the ship's crew.
Now we know exactly where the ship went down, where his remains lie, the cause of the sinking. It was not due to sea monsters or whirlpools or aliens or any such thing in the Bermuda Triangle. It really does help bring closure.
Still, Father West isn't ruling out the supernatural completely.
When I got home last night, and I turned on the television in the kitchen, and I'm not making this up, open to an app that's a movie channel, and guess what the movie was that was playing already that had started 15 minutes earlier? It was Close Encounters of the Third Kind. So, that was kind of a freaky moment. Maybe Uncle Robert's calling me.
That was Father Gregory West and Michael Barnett on the mystery of the Cotopaxi being solved.